Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I want to show you all one of the funniest videos I have ever seen. One of Elon Musk's Doge goons got caught on camera not being able to define DEI. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't even know what the acronym is. Yet he was the one that was tasked by Elon Musk with purging all DEI from our government, despite not knowing what it is at all. This comes on the same day that a new whistleblower complaint was filed against Doge, alleging that this man on screen, who doesn't know what DEI is, along with Elon Musk and the rest of their Doge goons, it alleges that they stole data from the Social Security Administration that could help sway elections, that could help make Elon Musk profits, that will expose hundreds of millions of Americans in a way that we shouldn't be exposed, all because these Doge goons couldn't control themselves and got high off of their unfettered executive power that Elon Musk was given. If you've been following the Atomocker feed for, I guess, a year now, when we were talking about the Elon Musk stuff back in February or March of 2025, as it was going on, we called all of this out. We said they are clearly stealing our data. They clearly don't even know how to define the words that they're trying to attack. And most of all, we kind of knew that Elon Musk was high off his ass the entire time. Now, I didn't know it was ketamine at the time, but then an article came out after saying that Elon Musk was high on ketamine and multiple other drugs throughout his entire White House tenure, and that he even had bad bladder issues due to his drug abuse problem, but I digress. That's a separate conversation. Let's return back to Justin Fox. That is the man on screen now, the young Doge bro who was tasked with flagging all grants for DEI. But the way they did this is comical. So Justin Fox and Nate Kavanaugh, two Doge staffers who, I mean, look to be about my age. I'm 23 and this guy looks no older than me. They were tasked with asking ChatGPT if a certain grant was considered DEI. So what they would insert is only use 120 characters, respond factually, and say yes or no at the beginning. Then they would enter the information about a certain grant or a certain institution into Doge. And if Doge said that it was DEI, then they would cut it. They would cut that grant just using ChatGPT, not even modern day ChatGPT, not even Claude, not even Gemini, not the good new models, but ChatGPT from a year ago, from February of 2025. Not that anything would make it okay, I'm just joking here, but this is absolutely disgusting and despicable. To make matters even worse, when the same Justin Fox, this man on screen, gets asked in an interview, what does DEI mean? He can't answer. He gets asked, okay, what does it mean to you? Just tell us your definition. He has no answer. The biggest question is, what's the acronym of DEI? He doesn't know how to answer it. It's diversity, equity, inclusion. It should be so incredibly simple to explain, especially if you're somebody who has dedicated like your young life, your youth, to attacking DEI. You don't even know how to define it. That's like if I attacked authoritarianism all the time, and then I didn't even know how to define authoritarianism. Of course, I can very simply explain what the concentration of power and repressing, oppressing of your enemies looks like as a leader. That is authoritarianism. But this guy can't defend what he's spent his youth fighting against. So, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocker feed. We are nearing 2 million subscribers, and that's because of you all. So I want to thank every single one of you. Genuinely, we are pushing towards a better America, and I couldn't do it without you all. So let's start off with the Doge bro, and then we'll go on to the Social Security Administration.
How do you interpret DEI? There was the EO explicitly laid out. The details? I don't remember it off the top of my head.
It's okay. I'm asking for your understanding of it.
Yeah, my understanding was exactly what was written in the EO.
Okay, so can you...
I don't remember what was in the EO.
So right now, do you have an understanding of what DEI is?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your understanding as you sit here today in this deposition?
Well, it was exactly what was written in the EO. And so any time that we would look at a grant through the lens of complying with an executive order, we would just refer back to the EO and assess if this grant had relation to it.
Okay, but I guess I'm stepping back from your methodology strictly in terminating the grants, do you have an understanding as you sit here today of what DEI means?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your understanding of what it means?
Well, it is exactly what was written in the EO.
Okay, so why is a documentary about Holocaust survivors DEI?
Objection.
It's the gender-based story that's inherently discriminatory to...
I forgot to mention this part. There was a Holocaust survivor documentary about women's slave labor during the Holocaust that was struck down, that the grant was struck down entirely because they said it was DEI. Let's see how he answers for this one.
It's the gender-based story that's inherently discriminatory to focus on this specific group.
It's discriminatory to focus on Jewish women who were forced to do slave labor before they were murdered in the Holocaust? How is that discriminatory? To who? Who is that discriminatory towards? Hitler? But, I mean, this reminds me of the SpongeBob meme. I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but where they're like, aren't you Patrick Starr? Yep. And this is your ID. Yep. And I found this ID in this wallet, so this must be your wallet. He's like, that makes sense to me. Then take your wallet. He's like, nope, it's not my wallet. For any of the SpongeBob watchers, you'll get it. But genuinely, that's what's going on here.
It's inherently discriminatory to focus on what specific group?
The gender-based, so females during the Holocaust.
And you believe that that's inherently discriminatory?
I'm just saying that's what it's focused on.
Is this guy high on fucking horse tranquilizer? Like, Jesus Christ. You guys are probably sitting there thinking, thank God I don't have to listen to that guy speak all day. You at least get to listen to somebody who knows how to articulate things. God damn.
Sure.
But this is related to DEI.
Right. But you just used the term inherently discriminatory. What did you mean by that?
It's focusing on DEI principles. Gender being one of them.
So a documentary that's about women would be DEI.
Objection.
Is that fair to say?
No.
Okay. So tell me why what I just said isn't DEI, but what you just said is DEI.
Objection.
It's a Jewish, specifically focused on Jewish cultures and amplifying the marginalized voices of the females in that culture. It's inherently related to DEI for those reasons.
Okay, I need a palate cleanser after all of that. The real definition of DEI, as defined by Walden University, says it's a framework designed to ensure fair treatment and full participation of all people, particularly those from underrepresented groups. So it makes sure that if you're an underrepresented group, you actually have a shot to reach your full potential in a country that is supposed to be about reaching your full potential. These Doge goons, staffers, don't care about that. They don't care about American ideals. They have no actual principles behind their dead eyes. Like, look at this guy's dead eyes. I hate to be mean to someone that's like my age, but this guy stole a bunch of Social Security Administration data, then goes on camera, doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about regarding DEI, and is barely even able to articulate words out of his mouth. It honestly just made me feel like I was slower. But let's go back to this. And this breaking news story is coming from the Washington Post. The Washington Post reports a whistleblower claims ex-Doge member says he took Social Security data to new job. But let's read the summary. A whistleblower alleges a former Doge engineer walked out of the Social Security Administration with a thumb drive containing two of the most sensitive databases in the U.S. government and planned to share them with his private employer. This person needs to go to prison for life. Elon Musk needs to have his ass on a seat right when Democrats take power, and we need to be asking him about what happened in Doge. I cannot wait for the Doge testimonies. Those are going to be great. The Doge trials, rather. The databases, known as Nubident and the Master Death File, contain records on more than 500 million living and dead Americans, including Social Security numbers, places and dates of birth, citizenship status, race, ethnicity, parents' names. According to the complaint, he told coworkers he needed help sanitizing the data before uploading it to his new company's systems. When a colleague refused, on legal grounds, he said he expected a presidential pardon if his actions were found to be legal. I do want to clarify, the person that we're talking about here is not the same as Justin Fox, the person that I was showing in the video. These are two separate Doge staffers, both of them equally as dumb. According to the complaint, he told coworkers he needed help sanitizing the data, but they refused. He allegedly described his access as, quote, God level, and with clearance no outside contractor has ever been granted at the Social Security Administration. This is like Elon Musk verbiage. I have God level clearance here. The SSA's Inspector General is now investigating. Congress has been alerted. The GAO is conducting a parallel government-wide audit of DOJ's data access. This comes on top of separate, acknowledged DOJ breaches, DOJ-confirmed breaches. DOJ members shared SSA data through unapproved channels and with a political group attempting to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. To make matters even worse, we also have reporting that the ex-DOJ employee who walked off with a thumb drive of Social Security data and took it to a private company, this guy told a whistleblower that he, quote, expected a presidential pardon if his actions were deemed illegal. If that isn't a window into the Trump administration, says Carly, I don't know what is. Not only a window into the Trump administration, but a window into the signal that Donald Trump sends his followers. When he pardoned 1,600 people on January 21st of 2025, right when he got into office, when he pardoned all of the J6ers, he was sending a signal to his base that if you commit crimes for me, if you do things for me, I will pardon all of you. And that is a signal that this DOJ employee clearly took. That is a signal that people like Elon Musk clearly took from it, because they all committed a bunch of crimes and thought they would get away with it, but are now getting caught. Even beyond the crimes that will hurt all of our Social Security information, they also committed the crime of just being idiots, like this guy right here. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.